Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Getting caught in the system has begun. I'm Dave Morenz, and I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. The Rachel Reddick, Cam Stewart is off today, but we got a full house on a football Friday. And it's not just a football Friday. It's a stacked football Friday. And we don't just have a couple of college football games on the board. We've got a full slate of college football games on the board. And not just a full slate of college football games on the board, but a couple of big-time matchups, specifically in the Pac-12 tonight. The Washington Huskies and the UCLA Bruins. I don't know how UCLA are not a ranked football team right now. Like seriously, they're 4-0. What? So Washington this, Washington that. The Washington Huskies are currently 2.5-point favorites at FanDuel. Total 65.5. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in and join us. We're talking college football with Steve Merrill. Dave Sharapan joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll break down all the games and odds, baseball, and more with Dave. Joe Madden steps up and in. We'll talk NFL football with Joe Madden, see what she likes this weekend. We got Mick Aussie. We've got CFL. We got a doubleheader in the CFL tonight, actually. So we've got all these college games, and we got a couple of CFL games on tap this evening. New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. A lot of stuff going on. So it's a big night. Big night, big weekend of sports betting, and it's the calm before the storm right now. It's great. I've got a jump on my step right now because of all of this. We've got the Major League Baseball playoffs start a week from now. So next week, next Friday, the playoffs start. NHL hockey starts next weekend too. So we're going to have a couple of more sports and playoffs to add to the rotation. As far as the National Football League is concerned, Jameis Winston out, Michael Thomas out, for the New Orleans Saints. And it's not a primetime game. It's the opposite of primetime because it's like at 9 in the morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern to be exact. So for those of us on the West Coast, wow, 6:30 in the morning. 6:30 in the morning. And for the record, I actually do wake up for these London games, even if they are on at 6:30 in the morning. But they're one of the, you know, you better win this game. Like, that's the, to me, I don't mind. You know, I take losing a lot better than I used to because I don't lose that often. But, you know what I mean? You lose a bet, it's like, all right, yeah, I lost, made a mistake. Like, last night I made a big mistake. Big mistake. In the overnight hours, if you tuned into Sports Rage last night, we took Canada plus 23.5 against the United States women's basketball team. Yeah, I think they lost by 230 or something like that. Like, it was hardcore. The U.S. women's team, they're laying 23.5 to China later on tonight. And we got Canada and Australia on the board. See, we're betting on everything. Like I told you, especially if you tune into Sports Rage, like if there's a line on it, we're breaking it down and we're betting on it. All right. So you got the FIBA women's, the Women's World Cup going on. So the Minnesota Vikings are now 3-point favorites in this game, 9:30 in London. My boy, Andy Sonny D. Dalton. Andy Dalton is back. You think, come on, man. Andy Dalton hasn't started in a long time. And, you know, Andy Dalton, he's got to be like, what, 63 by now? 64 years old? And all kidding aside, he's not very good. Let's just call it up for what it is. He'll make a couple of plays and then whatever. He's going to implode. The Vikings are going to win this game. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morency. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks and whatever network or station you are joining us on right now. Shout out to all of our television affiliates as well. We got a full house here this evening. Steve Merrill's going to join me in a couple of minutes. We'll get into this full slate of college football tonight. The Aaron Judge watch continues, but I'm getting tired of it. Right, listen, Aaron Judge has had one of the greatest seasons ever. And it's not because just because of the home runs. I tweeted out before the show started, I'd be more impressed if somebody hit 400. Even more so if somebody, like, and I'm saying this, listen, to me, people should be talking about, wow, this guy's not just hitting home runs. He could win the Triple Crown, right? To me, that's amazing. But it's just so much about home runs all the time. Let's just get this thing over with right now. I don't want to talk about Frankie Lasagna, Tony Tortellini, or Phil Pasta or anybody else in between anymore. We want to talk about winners, baby. So the Mets and the Braves, that's a big time series. I've really been in football. I've been focused on football, but we've got the Mets and the Braves, massive series. The Mets have been collapsing. They've got DeGrom on the hill here tonight. We've got Kentucky Free Chicken going for the Atlanta Braves. Braves are underdogs at plus 102. Total, 6.5. We'll get Merrill's thoughts on this. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of runs scored in this game, number one. This is a playoff game. They're playing for, they're playing for a bye. Let's call it out for what it is. Not playing for the one seed, but they're playing for a bye. The Dodgers will be the one seed. They're playing for a bye, though. And that's freaking massive, man, to set your rotation and to heal for a couple of days. So, massive series. And as much as I respect Jacob DeGrom, and the guy's amazing, I can't pass up the Atlanta. Like, look at it. Like, looking at the Braves, the home dog. That's, basically, I'm like, wow, you're getting the Braves? It's only 2 cents. It's plus 102. Total 6.5. But I can't lie to you. I'm going to have way more money on every college football game tonight than I will on this game. But it doesn't mean I won't lay it down on this. So I don't know if Merrill knows something that we don't know or everyone else don't know. You notice all week, everybody loves Tulane, loves Tulane. Yeah, the number's now -4. Houston.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. The Grid, SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on right now. There's a lot of rumors and different reports flying around right now on Twitter as far as the Tulane quarterback is concerned. And I'm seeing all unverified people, just people. And I'm not saying you have to be verified to be real, but no, and Steve Merrill steps up, but I'm seeing a guy. Like, the guy's got 32 followers, so I don't know, Steve. Like, he's saying something. I can't go on a national television show because, well, this guy Chuck on Twitter says, official Twitter account, professional sports gambler. All right. So Chuck says that hearing Tulane's quarterback might miss game tonight. Here's another guy. Here's Brian on Twitter. He's got 63 followers. He's at the game, though. Gates opened about 20 minutes ago. Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt is on the field and taking deep shots. Looks pretty, looks in rhythm. That was 14 minutes ago. That's from a fan. So Hey, the odds makers thought something because the number went up to 4, Steve. How you doing, Steve Merrill?
Doing well, man. Just like turning, I heard a huge gust of wind hit the side of my house here. I was like, I guess we are getting a little something here. Not seriously, Gabe, it's the first time all night I've heard that. But yeah, we're good here in Virginia. Yeah, a little. We're getting the tail of that storm, luckily. But yeah, look, if someone's at the game and watching him warm up, that's pretty good stuff. Assuming he's telling the truth, and I think he probably is. But
well, you know, who makes it? It's not a bold tweet and a bold lie. He's not saying it's a pretty standard. Like, yeah, it's not like crazy. Like, yeah, gates opened up 20 minutes ago. Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt is throwing deep balls on the sidelines, looks in rhythm. That was 14 minutes ago. I guess it's a game time decision type of deal here, Steve.
Yeah, and like we talked about with the Thursday night game, you know, I mean, an injured Tua is probably better for the Bengals than a healthy Bridgewater. You know, you never know. You know, sometimes the guys play and they're still not 100%. But, yeah, if he's warming up, throwing the ball deep. I stayed off the game. I mean, it was an interesting line move, obviously. It was as low as one, went up to four. You know, the line move definitely said maybe there's some uncertainty there. But Houston's had a tough season. I mean, they played, what, like five combined overtimes those first 2 weeks against UTSA and Texas Tech. And then also a tough game against Kansas. Finally got Rice last week, barely beat him. Houston's a good team. This is what I think a 10-2 team last year, but they've had a really tough schedule so far.
Thank you very much, Steve Merrill, because I want to discuss this with you, actually. Bovey comes on and rips the Cougars all the time. I read columns online. I see people. The Houston Cougars have been a massive disappointment. Steve, they were underdogs at Texas Tech. They weren't supposed to win that game. They went to overtime with Texas Tech and lost to Texas Tech. Is that a crime? No. They lost last year to Texas Tech. All right, Texas Tech beat Texas last week. They lost to Texas Tech, a state rival who has more money and is a bigger program than they are. Okay. And people, they lost to Kansas, Steve. So on one hand, we can't praise Kansas for being this great team. We went into West Virginia and smoked them too. To me, tonight was the test for Houston. What are you going to do tonight against Tulane? And they own Tulane, Steve, 14-4 ATS last 18, 7-2 last nine when they play in H-Town. And you know, Steve, you're a big numbers guy. The Houston Cougars give up, what, 295 through the air. Tulane can't really throw the ball. They can't expose their weakness, in my opinion. I thought it was a good spot and matchup for Houston to begin with. And you know Tulane. They're always so trendy, Steve. They're too trendy.
Yeah, and I think the thing that people like is, like, you look at their stats, right? They're outgaining their opponents 6.2 to 3.8 yards per play, whereas Houston's 5.8 to 5.9. They're negative. But then look at the schedule difference. I mean, you just touched on it, Gabe. They played Texas Tech. They're only a four-point road favorite at UTSA. That was a good Roadrunner team. Beep, beep. And by the way, Kansas is really good this year. And meanwhile, Tulane beat Massachusetts, Alcorn State. They lost as a 12-point favorite to Southern Miss the last game. Yes, they won at Kansas State. And that's actually what this is all based on, Gabe, is that they won at Kansas
State. Yes, sir.
State. But,
and I love we're getting the angle on it because of that, Steve. Because I saw people in my chat last night. I said, I like Houston. No, man, these guys beat Kansas State. Good for them. That was 2 weeks ago. Good for them. That's the way I looked at it.
And then they lost outright as a 12-point favorite right after that, right?
All right. So it sounds so you passed, and now it's up to four. You're more disciplined than I am. Steve's the disciplined member of the Shady Five. We'll reconnect with Steve. We got him back. He's frozen. It was just a lot of hurricanes going on out there. Steve just said he heard a thud before. So if Steve goes down, if we can get Steve's audio back, will be locked and loaded. Listen, you guys know I like the Houston Cougars to win this conference before the year started, and we're still in this thing right now. They actually haven't lost a conference game yet. Like, they lost to Texas Tech in the Big 12, and they lost to the Kansas Jayhawks. So the Houston Cougars aren't in the Big 12 yet. So they actually will be, but they're not yet. So I think it's a good spot for the Cougars tonight. As we mentioned, 7-2 ATS, Steve, in the last night, 14-4. So talking about upsets, so any final word on the Houston game? Any opinion on the total here, Steve? I guess now with the quarterback situation, it makes it kind of a pass on the total even, huh?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's one team that's played a much better schedule than another, you know. So the question is, you know, can Tulane play defense? They've given up 10 or less in three of their four games. I just think those are some phony numbers. I'd probably be leaning towards the over if the quarterback is healthy, because I think Houston could have a breakout game.
Houston are going to get into the 30s. They do. They have in every game. So I don't see, you know, Houston's offense hasn't been perfect, but they've been still pretty good. Like I said, I think people have been too hard on the Houston Cougars. We'll find out. We'll find out tonight. So Middle Tennessee State, Steve. I was thinking, all right, you're coming off your first ever win in program history, Steve, against a top 25 program. And ironically enough, it was 25 attempts, Steve. Top 25, right. 25. That was their 25th game against that top 25 team. And they finally won. They beat the Miami Hurricanes. 25.5-point underdogs. So it's sort of like, oh, yeah, you know how this goes. Just like everybody loved James Madison, right? You know how this goes. Big win against Miami. You're big man on campus all week. The pretty girls love you. Everybody wants to buy you a drink. You guys are awesome. You beat the Canes. But I got to tell you, I can't really make an argument. And we just talked about UTSA. UTSA are good, Steve, but they're vulnerable defensively. This Blue Raider offense is starting to click. They're on a 3-game win streak right now. And I don't really think there's you can be in a letdown spot when you're playing on national television on a Friday night against a Roadrunners team, Steve, that's actually beaten them 3 times in a row. Roadrunners giving up 438 yards a game. Roadrunners, beep, beep, 4-0 to the over on the season. Hung 52 last week. I got to take the points and the over in this game, Steve. Give me the home dog and the over.
Yeah, my power ratings actually favor UTSA by only 1.5. So I do agree there's some line value with Middle Tennessee. And the big weakness has been their offense this year. They've been very good defensively, though, giving up only about 4.5 yards per play. So you're getting the better defense and some line value with the home dog here. So, yeah, I don't think it's a letdown spot. You know, maybe next week at UAB, maybe that's the flat spot, especially if they pull the upset tonight.
Yeah, I think they step up. And, you know, Steve, their offense has picked it up. Look, they scored 45 last week. They scored 49 the week before, 34. You know, the Miami one was the first test. But it's not – and what I like about this, guys, with Middle Tennessee State, like I said, my initial reaction, and shout-out to our boy Julio who brought this game up last night on Sports Rage. And I played devil's advocate. I said, man, I hate betting on teams coming off these monster wins and stuff, especially in college. Yet the more I started to dig in and realize, you know what? We're getting points. They don't even have to win this game. And one thing about UTSA, Steve, it seems like every one of their games is 37-35, bro. Like, they're always playing in these wild, really, like you said. It wouldn't shock me if it was a 38-37 game tonight. I'm going with the Blue Raiders, Steve, and the over.
Yeah, well, how ironic it is that we're talking about Houston and then UTSA because they played that overtime, that two or three overtime game to start the season, and then they both played overtimes. You know, I talked.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. About Texas Tech, UTSA played an overtime game at Army in week 2, and then they played at Texas and lost pretty big. So it's been a tough season. They played almost an extra football game this year.
That's a good point. And against Houston, guys, 37-35. Against Army, 41-38. They go to Texas. No shame in losing, but they lose 41-20. And then they beat Texas Southern 52-24. But you notice the theme here. There's a lot of points scored in their football games. Take the over tonight. More with Merrill on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. We got a full slate. College football games on the board tonight. We got Steve Merrill in the house, the founding father of the Shady Five, and it's a good thing. We're off and running. Nice start, of course. So we've had all the crew on throughout the week. Steve, you're on the radio show, but Ranieri was on. Paul Bovey has been on. And the Bengals get it done last night. So We're off and running again this week. What do you think about our card this week? You like my Cowboys pick? It's almost too good to be true, isn't it? Like, it's one of these weird. I think they're, it's not about their offense. I just think that they're going to sack Carson Wentz like 13 times.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, it's like, it does seem too easy, you know, and that always concerns me in the NFL, Gabe. You know, I love to play against the public, and one of the reasons I really liked the Bengals last night was because Miami was actually a pretty public dog, and, you know, that's always a red flag for me. In fact, a lot of the Eliminator contest info and Survivor pools that I look at had like 70-80% Miami winning outright, even though they were a four-point dog, so that caught my eye. And I would think also, Gabe, for the contest from a game theory perspective, we'll see the consensus numbers, you know, Sunday morning from the Westgate, but I would think that win's going to help us because very few people, first of all, play the Thursday game, obviously, and then on top of that, Miami was a public play, so I would say the Bengals might be one of the lowest ticket counts in that contest, so we definitely could have picked up a game on everybody.
It'll be interesting now with word that Winston's out and Michael Thomas is out for the New Orleans Saints, right? I mean, people are going to jump on the Vikings. That'll be a popular – I sort of already like the Vikings. Sometimes a change can do a football team good, but there's nothing good about having Michael Thomas out. And you got Andy Dalton, who hasn't played in a while, Steve. Like, I just don't see how things could get better for them here now. Like, right? Like, I remember I liked the Vikings all week. I was thinking about the Vikings, but it came down to it. I was like, man, do I really, with this much at stake, can I trust Kirk Cousins and these guys on the road in London? And I'm usually not a Cowboy guy, but let's get back to the NFL. But I tweeted it out, Steve. And listen, I've called the guy a moron on many, many occasions. But over the last 20 games, who's got the best record in the NFL ATS? The Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Yeah. 15-5, Steve. 2-1 this year. No, listen, you lost to Tampa and Tom Brady in week 1. All right. You've covered. You won and covered last year. You won as an underdog, as a 7-point dog. You went outright. You go on the road, you win. Last year, they were 13-4 ATS. They are a covering machine, this team, Steve. And they don't really – there's so much talk about Jerry Jones and everything, and they're all idiots, but they do cover point spreads.
And Cooper Rush has 3 starts now as a quarterback in the NFL over, like, the last 6 years, and he's actually been solid overall in those 3. He had an outright underdog
game last year.
Right. Yeah, I think that was, like, a Sunday night game. Wasn't that, like, a Sunday night game, too, if I'm not mistaken? I mean, it was a big-time win. Of course, Kirk Cousins was in prime time, so I guess that was an automatic win, right? But the other thing was Cincinnati maybe overlooked him, but he played well there 2 weeks ago, and he played well in Monday, and that was a Monday night game this past week. My concern, though, Gabe, I guess, with the Cowboys would be that they are coming off back-to-back straight-up dog wins, but I think the Commanders are pretty bad. I mean, and our producer, Sam, is in the Northern Virginia area. Obviously, I follow him, and they looked awful last week.
They're bad, Steve, right? Like,
yeah, and I don't think you just fix those kind of problems in 1 week when you're traveling.
And the Cowboys have absolutely owned them over the years. And the Cowboys are good home favorites, too, which is also something that would surprise people. The Cowboys are actually 10-2 against the spread their last 12 games against NFC East Division teams. 11-1 straight up as well. Okay, let's get back to the NFL. Let's stick to the college here. Fun card tonight. I'm getting fired up for this. All right, so Houston and Tulane's coming up in half an hour. It's on ESPN. And they're going to do live cut-in, Steve. You agree with that? And just quick take on that for Aaron Judge. The Houston Cougars had to tweet it out because they're trying to like warn their fans. Like, by the way, right? So the University of Houston just tweeted out, just for the record, they said, alert, our game is on ESPN tonight, and they will be cutting in live with a split screen every time Aaron Judge comes
out. Yeah, split screen. As long as you do, like, the quad screen, the split screen like we're doing now, because everyone wants to see you and me. They miss us when one of us is gone. But, look, I was thinking about this game. Imagine if
they cut away from it. You'd be like, what the hell's going on?
hey, speaking of Judge, I want to get your take on this, because Jimmy Kimmel actually, you know, Cousin Sal's a buddy of ours, so I like to watch Kimmel occasionally, and last night they had the Toronto Blue Jay guy on who dropped that ball. It was pretty funny, actually. People might want to go back and find it. And they gave him a free trip to New York to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve, which was hilarious. But I was thinking about this. They were saying, like, he's like, you know, that would have put my kids through college. They're saying it's going to be worth a couple hundred thousand. I mean, the first thing I would have done is sell that ball, because isn't the next ball going to be worth more than the one that ties it? I mean, we always have this argument. What's worth more, right?
Yes.
The tie or the win? I mean, it's got to be the number 62, right?
You never know. It's worth what – it's like the memorabilia. It's worth something what people are going to pay. But I talked about it on the radio show, and I it was Darren Rovell. Rovell's all over this stuff. So yeah, he had clips with, like, all different memorabilia guys, and they were all pretty much the same thing. They said the 60 was about 100K. And they said, you know, it's the Yankees, about 100K. The Frankie Lasagna 61 ball was about 150 to 200. And this one would be 500.
Okay, so it's worth more than 62, right?
Yeah, so this is the big one now tonight. Yeah, the next door tonight when he gets it. It's the big one. This is the one you could get $400,000 or $500,000 for. Because it's the all-time American League record. No one's hit more home runs in the American League. The 62nd ball.
Yeah, because winning is more than tying. Here's a good question I just thought of, though. What happens with 63, 64? Like, if you catch 63, it's worth a ton until 64 is hit, correct? That's where it gets really interesting.
There's still money. It's part of history. But, yeah, you're not getting a 500. Then it dips. Like you
it loses value more than 62 was. Yeah. 62 always have more value than 63.
Yeah. You want even 60. 60, 61. 60 is cool because it's the even number. 61, the tying one, 62, the winning one. But the thing is, Judge has two of them. He's got two of them, and he didn't pay a cent deep. Because those dumb kids, the 60 got caught by four college kids that agreed to split it together, whatever happened. They gave it back to him. They were Yankee fans. They just wanted to meet him. So they gave it back to him. He gave them autographed bats and balls. Yeah, good job, kids. You could have gotten it. And after they said 150s, they would have got $150,000 for the ball. That's what it was.
That's insane.
The ball in Toronto, Steve, when it missed, it fell into the Blue Jays bullpen.
The Blue Jays bullpen
just gave it to the Yankees staff. They said, yeah, take the ball. So he's 2-2 so far. You and I talked about it. I'm selling it. I'm telling, listen, bro, you're going to make $400 million next year. If you really want the ball, man, give me the $500K for it. Otherwise, I'll sell it to Steiner Sports. Like, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now, you better sell it as soon as you get it, because someone might break the record next year and then it's not worth as much. You can't hold on to something like that. That does not appreciate.
Well,
it's
Steve,
depreciate when someone breaks it.
Do you remember? I don't know if you know the guy's name, but Todd McFarlane. I don't know if you're into comic books and graphic novels and stuff. So, Todd McFarlane was a big artist and stuff. He was the one that bought Sosa ball, the McGuire balls, and the bonds. Like, he bought, like, all the home runs. At the time, he spent $6 million for them, Steve. Now they're worth $500,000, the whole collection.
I'm surprised they're worth that much, even. Even that much.
Like, the Bonds one, he paid, like, $3.8 million, which was a lot, you know, back then. They said it's worth nothing, basically. Like, a couple of hundred K, maybe. You know what I mean? It's tainted. The home run, people don't look at it as a special ball anymore, Steve, right? It's a fluid market, that memorabilia stuff, bro. You're right. You get that, bro.
Didn't someone pay half a million for Brady's? Didn't Tom Brady's last
football
pass?
And he came back. Yeah.
That was the worst. That was the worst bad beat memorabilia bad beat I've ever heard.
Yeah, I paid $650,000 for Tom Brady's last touchdown pass in the NFL.
And Brady, which, by the way, Gabe, I never understood how that was worth anything anyway, because, I mean, he's thrown so many touchdowns. I thought that was ridiculous. So he kind of got what he deserved, because he vastly overpaid, even if that's...
Like, I understand some stuff, Steve. Exactly. Like, you know, like the owner of the Colts bought Kurt Cobain's guitar. All right, here's the guitar, Teen Spirit, from the video, and he used on the record. All right, $4 million. But like you
said,
it's like, I don't know.
That's a pretty safe bet. That's a pretty safe bet,
like you said,
right?
Yeah, like you said, though, like Tom Brady. So what? This is number 692. Who cares? Like,
right.
What
it
about
no
like
sense.
There was 500 before? And what about, like, I'd say, give me the ball that he threw it for the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. That'd be a bigger one than 690, whatever the hell it is. Like you said,
I think
Steve,
it's
like a boxer autographing
his
gloves.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a boxer autographing his glove. Yeah. Now I'm 55-5. here's the glove, 55. You know what I mean?
But, Gabe, the thing with Aaron Judge is fascinating to me. If he says he gets to 62, okay, but let's say he hits 63 in the next couple of days and you got like 5-6 games remaining. I mean, it's like you're playing with fire, because if he doesn't hit another one, that ball is worth a lot more in the offseason. But if he hits 64, that ball is worth hardly anything at that point. So it's like.
No, you sell it, bro, right away. You don't hang it.
That's what I'm saying. You got to act fast, though, because he can
hit. They're back home now. They're back home now, right? So it's their own crowd. You know, the Yankees have like 50 staff members spread out everywhere too, right? Because they want the ball. They don't want to go through this either. So they'll have staff everywhere spread out in the stands.
It's how much do you think those seats are going for, Gabe? The resale for the left field, like front row left field seats.
Great, good point. Let me look it up. Yeah. You're right. Most nights would be behind the plate.
You're a resale guy.
That's the hottest place in a stadium tonight, right? That's the place to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, that could be worth hundreds of – the ticket could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like that Blue Jay
guy. It's a lottery
ticket. Yeah.
It's a lottery ticket.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it is. But the only thing is, there's only certain type of people that want to be in the Bronx Zoo in the outfield, Steve, on a Friday night with a $500,000 ball flying in the air.
I know.
It's not
half
a type of thing. All right, I'm going to bring my kids. I'm going to bring my daughters and my other sit in the bleachers and be part of history. It's like, man, people could get like, people are going down.
Someone's
going
to go over the fence.
The air, bro,
Someone's going to come over the fence. I know.
Zach, I thought the same thing, Steve. Someone from an seat's going to go F this.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm going for it. I'm not going to be like that guy in Toronto. I'm going for it, and they're going to go for it, man.
Remember the guy that fell over the walkway in the NFL game or whatever the one time, like tumbled like 20
feet? That was a great catch.
He was okay, luckily. But
there's an old video of a guy that was hanging for his life by one arm in the rafters in the old days.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do this thing. We're rolling along. God, this Aaron Judge. We've got to get it over with. Everyone gets so fired up. But I tweeted at Steve earlier. I said, all this Aaron Judge stuff. I said, people talk more about the ball than the historic part. Like, oh, what a great year. Roger Maris and the history of baseball. It's like, man, just what about the ball? Right? That's all people care about.
Well, the way the guy dropped that ball put that on the radar for everyone, including me. I wasn't thinking too much about it until I saw Kimmel the other night. And
Jimmy Kimmel, we're sending you in New York for the ball drop. That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a couple other good ones, Gabe. The guy's an electrician in Canada. And he goes, what do you do?
Do you screw up?
He goes, I hope you wire your customers' houses better than you catch baseball. The guy without a bat, he goes, oh, I'm a much better electrical engineer. I'm a much better electrician, is what he says.
He goes, no. Yeah, I saw that. But he goes, oh, no, I don't play around with that. It's too good.
Yeah, honestly, at the very end, he goes, we're sending you and your family to New York for New Year's Eve to watch the ball drop. I lost it when I heard that. That was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. It is, too, because it's just they got the guys wrong, Steve. There was two of them and the whole Frankie Lasagna thing. Because he's not Frankie Lasagna. He said, everyone thinks I'm that guy, but I'm not that guy.
Correct.
This is the other younger guy beside him. He's the guy that owns the restaurant. So the guy on the Kimmel show last night admitted he was going to sell the ball. He said, I would have sent my kids through to college.
Yeah, exactly.
And the restaurant guy said I was going to give the ball back to him. He said, I just wanted him to come to my restaurant. He wanted the publicity of Judge.
Terrible life. That's a terrible business move right there.
No, but you know what? The guy's restaurant has been on every show, Steve. He's been on, he was on ESPN. He was on Barstool. Though. Yeah.
Exactly.
But he's plugging his restaurant. Dude, he was on the biggest sports 590. He's a big station, the Fan in Toronto.
Right.
Big. He was on their morning show and like people there, everyone's, oh, we're going to come to your restaurant. Dude, his restaurant's going to be sold out for like months, Steve, now. And it's good, supposedly, his restaurant. So, you know, he got something out of it. You know what I mean? He got a big boost. And they all got, listen, the buddy got to go on the Kimmel show. I saw it. He had like his family, Steve. He had like 92 relatives in the room last night. I saw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he had everyone behind him.
His family's all excited. Oh, you're on the Kimmel show. Oh, that's fine. Whatever. He had his 15 seconds of fame. So it looks like, Steve, that they decided, I'm going to judge by the number here, buddy. It's up to 6 right now with Houston. Pratt must. It's an official scratch.
Quarterback for Tulane. I guess he threw one long.
It's the fans' analysis of him looking good.
This is why, what was his name? Brian? This is why Brian has 30 followers.
I should tweet Brian right now. Come on, man. You said he was looking good. Come on, man.
Tell him we gave him his 15 seconds of fame and he let us.
He got to see everybody. You never know. You got us exactly. Everybody gets their little mention here. I don't blame the kid. All he said is he's warming up on the sideline. He goes, I see him throwing balls. So I guess he's shut down because Houston are six. I liked Houston all week and I already got in on it, Steve. So I'm feeling good about it. Total has just dropped to 52.5, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's a concern now with the over, obviously. It's just, you know, it's one of those games. I've always said they have to put a number up on every game. Obviously, they were struggling with this number. It went from 1 to 4 to 6, and you don't have to bet every game. I know you don't live by those rules as much as I do, but...
Well, people want picks. We're on the show here. I don't bet every game on Saturday when I'm not on. Okay, so... You know what's funny? I was originally going to pass on San Diego State and Boise because of that. I was like, man, I can't bet on every game. This game's just giving me a headache even trying to look at it. And the total's 38.5, so low. I'm starting to buy in that Boise are going to be better with this new quarterback. They weren't good with Bachmeier. Their offense sucks, Steve. Taylen Green kid can actually, he's mobile. He brings a little bit of a spark. They fired their offensive coordinator. They bring in Dirk Cutter, who's a longtime guy. Well, I'm not a big fan of a head coach, but he is a vet. The guy, you know, he knows what he's doing, Dirk. So they're definitely shaking things up here. And you're a big numbers guy, Steve. Talk to me about the Aztecs because their offense is putrid, man, right? I mean, it's 38.5, but I'm thinking about betting the under here. I think Boise and the under could be in play, like 20-10 or something.
Yeah, what do we always talk about, right? Those big NBA totals are high for a reason. The big college football totals are high.
You bet
for
the
a
high
reason.
Ones over and you bet the low ones under. Vaccaro exactly told right. me that.
And everyone's going to say, oh, well, that Iowa-Rutgers game went over last week. It was 35. It landed 37 with 2 defensive return touchdowns. That was 37% of the total points were defensive return touchdowns. So, I mean, it should have worked like magic last week in that game. The reason I'd stay off the total here, though, is because I do think that could be a catalyst for Boise. All those reasons you just mentioned, my power ratings actually favor them by 9 in this game. And I'm willing to take a flyer with the Broncos off the bad loss last week with the changes. I think we might see a breakout game here tonight.
You guys know I've got a soft spot in my heart for the Aztecs, and they've always been a great power program, run the ball, smash mouth, good defense. This is not a very good Aztecs team this year.
3 yards a pass. This is, 3 yards per pass they're averaging this year.
Like, this is so not like, behind. Oh, man, the Aztecs, you're getting points. It's like, no, they're bad. Like, they're a bad team. Like, right, they're not very good.
They can't throw the ball. They cannot throw the ball. 3.4 yards per pass this year. They're averaging 74 passing yards on 22 attempts. Per game. So what happens when they get behind in this one, right? You can't catch up.
And now on the road, and Boise have been good off a loss. The 5-0-1 against the spread, last 6 off a loss. SDSU have been bad off an ATS win, too, and they won last week. They barely survived against Toledo. But SDSU 1-5 against the spread, last 6 off of a win. I want to get into some NFL, obviously, with Steve. But Washington and UCLA. Everybody I talk to, Steve, likes the Washington Huskies. I get it. They could be better. They're more complete. Maybe their defense is better than UCLA, but I think UCLA are better than people realize. And, you know, I know you work with Mark Lawrence, and I was reading a playbook about the fat cat angle, Steve. Michigan fall into this tomorrow, playing your first 4 games at home, right? And your 5th game on the road, and then you're laying points. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, and by the way, next week, Ohio State's at Michigan State. That'll be their first road game of the season after 5 straight home games.
Wow.
They're at Michigan State next week. So that's something, if there's a spot that might get Ohio State, who I think is a very good team, I love that angle that Mark has. And yeah, I don't think it's a good spot for Washington. On the road for the first time, a Friday night primetime game. In fact, my power ratings favor UCLA by 1 in this game, Gabe. So I think they're definitely a live home dog, and they're pretty good statistically. The one concern is they played a weaker schedule. But I like UCLA in this one.
You know, and UCLA at least have gone on the road. I'll tell you what about the UCLA Bruins, two guys. They're good right now, and they've owned the Washington Huskies in Los Angeles for whatever reason. They're 4-0 against the spread. Put it this way, they're 10-4 the last 14 games at the Rose Bowl against the Washington Huskies, including 4-0 when getting points. And UCLA haven't been all that great over the years. And I don't know, it's kind of strange because Washington, a lot of their kids, they recruit a lot of kids from the Los Angeles area, actually. Maybe that's a detriment when they go back home. And it's not like UCLA have some big home field advantage or anything like that, but they do play well at the Rose Bowl. You know, it's not like it's too big to fill up. All right, Steve, so before we get to the NFL, last one here, UNLV, go fight, win. UNLV. How about this? They're 3-1, this team, Steve. Nobody thought the Rebels are going to be 3-1, and they're going to be 4-1. The question is, do they cover the spread tonight?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't their season win total like 1.5 or 2 a couple years ago? So obviously,
yeah.
They've made some improvements. They're a decent team now. My
might
power rating
0.5, Steve. I think that
that's what Hawaii's win total should have been this season. Remember,
zero.
UNLV was like were like Hawaii this year. I think their win total was like 1.5 or 2 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trending in the right direction. My power rating's favoring by 15 actually. So 14 or less, I'd lean towards UNLV. New Mexico's another one of those teams really bad offensively. Gabe, 4 yards per play. I don't like to hope for backdoor covers with teams that can't move the ball offensively like that.
And one thing, too, guys, you think, well, UNLV, and you don't want to lay points with them. One thing, too, guys, when teams have been bad for a long time and they're suddenly not
Smack
bad
town.
And they're pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah. They're not just going to let it down. They're going to be, man, we've lost to these guys 22 times. Like, they're, you know what I mean? Like,
4-0
they're like,
hey,
this is fun. Yeah, you see them, like they're spiking the ball.
Year.
Hey, it's like they're selling. They're pulling the slot machine with their celebrate. They're having fun for once. They ain't going to let up. That's like Michigan, Steve, last year. Well, Michigan aren't good against the spread. Yeah, Harbaugh's been through hell. He ain't letting up anymore on people. Like, you know what I mean? And you see it. Speaking of which, actually, what do you think of that game? Because Michigan are in that spot too, Steve, playing their first 4 games at home against subpar competition. Although I think the Terps are a decent football team. Is it too many points at 10.5 at FanDuel right now at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa?
Yeah, by the way, UNLV's at Allegiant Stadium now. They've won by 31 and by 31 in each of their home games this year. It's 23 and 2-point favorites. So they've obviously
been bringing
it home.
Who would have thought, Steve, that they would win more home games than the Raiders?
Ooh, I see where you're going with that one. Yeah,
in that stadium.
That would have been a great Westgate prop, man. We got to get Jay Cornegy to put that up next
year.
Raiders
versus
UNLV
versus
Raiders. Maybe a couple games because they play a few less. But, hey, look, that Michigan game is going to be a good game because Iowa's so good defensively. But there again, if Michigan can get up, which I think they will, Iowa just doesn't have the offense to catch up. But, look, the Hawkeyes are getting 10.5, 11. They only give up like 6 points a game. How often do you get a home dog a month into the season that's getting more points than they allow? That's scary. My power ratings only favor Michigan by 8, so it's too high of a line. Normally, I'd be all over Iowa, but I want nothing to do about fading Michigan. I've got them in the Final Four right now, Gabe. I think they're a contender to win the national title this year.
I like to hear that. I agree. I'm rocking the Wolverine jersey, Anthony Carter, right now as we speak. Let's go. Go Blue.
Woo.
I think, Steve, there's a legitimate chance they're going to be 11-0 going into that game against Ohio State. We'll see if, what Ohio State, I think Ohio State are. They've got a chip on their shoulder. All right, I brought this up earlier off the top of the program. Big series, Steve, in the National League East. The New York Mets are in Georgia to take on the Braves. They got their best pitcher with Jacob DeGrom on the hill, taking on Max Fried. Total 6.5. Mets are road chalk here. It's -120. You're getting +102 back with the Braves. What are your thoughts on this game?
Well, we talk about low totals for a reason, right? And obviously, once you get below 7 in baseball, that's, not too many games get to 6.5, 6. You can make a case this probably should be a 6 with these two pitchers, though. And DeGrom historically does not get a lot of run support from the Mets. There's just something about having them on the hill. They take the night off. These are two capable offenses. That's why it's 6.5, but I'd still lean under here. I mean, these are two lights-out pitchers. As you said, Gabe, it's basically a playoff game because whoever gets this division is going to get the bite of the divisional round. It's a huge series this week and biggest of the season.
As big as it gets. So the Milwaukee Brewers, I bet on the Brew Crew to get into the playoffs at +280 last week, Steve, thinking that the Philadelphia Phillies would collapse, and I have been right so far. But Brew Crew last night, man, they let them off the hook. Dennis Green stopped. We let them off the hook. The Marlins are who we thought they were. The Marlins are who we thought they were. We played them 6 times already this year. We played them 6 times. We knew who they were. The Marlins beat them. They got Burns on the hill here tonight, -188 with the Brew Crew.
Only thing better was Gundy at Oklahoma State. I'm a man. That's still the funniest thing I've ever seen. But yeah,
I'm 40 years old.
They were, 40 years old. I'm a man.
That guy was only 40 when he did that, too. It's like, it's pretty, Coach, you're pretty old for this immature outburst. When he did, I'm a man. Come at me. I'm 40 years old.
These football guys are so different than baseball guys. I mean, baseball guys play 162 games. It's just like a lethargic season, right? It's like they're asleep, and the Brewers have been asleep for a while. This is a team that should be in the playoffs. It's probably going to miss out now. They got to get their act together.
I think they win tonight, Steve. I think they win. All right, hang in here, Steve. Think about a best bet, college, NFL, whatever you want to share. Baseball on the way out. In our little three-minute warning, we got Dave Sharapan stepping up.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
7 o'clock. I'll cover Joe Madden from Joe Madden Sports. Will join us, and we'll talk NFL football, CFL, and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Thanks to Steve Merrill for kicking it with us. Hopefully we can keep crushing it this weekend in the National Football League. So, Steve, we got a couple of minutes here. What are you looking at on the way out? Baseball, college football, NFL football. I don't think you've got an NHL preseason pick for us. So what do you got?
I saw there was a 6 a.m. NBA preseason game the other night.
Yeah.
Hammering that. The Wizards were involved. Look, a couple college football games we mentioned for Friday night here starting a few hours. Boise minus 6, 6.5. I think you're on to something. Coach, you know, some changes there in the organization. I think they bounce back. And also UNLV minus 14 or less. That's a key number there. And they've been smoking teams at home this year. And both of those underdogs have terrible offenses, so I don't think they're going to sneak in the back door. Game on Saturday we didn't get to, Gabe, but I know you'll like this one. Air Force Navy under 38.5.
Oh, yes.
On the ball. No, I love my military academy unders.
So it's not too low for us, right? I'm not. You know what it is, Steve? 49-1 to the under in the last 50 games. Oh. Military. Insane. So military against each other. Like any three of the combinations. Yeah. 40 unders, 9 overs, 1 push in the last 50 games.
It's incredible. I mean, normally Army-Navy is an automatic for decades now, but this one makes a lot of sense. My only concern is that Air Force is pretty good offensively. Navy's really bad this year, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, should we stay away? I was thinking, man, what about 2 touchdowns with the middies? They suck too much, huh? They could get smoked.
Well, I mean, we could look at a team total there, maybe. They're not all out yet, but, you know, that team total is going to probably be with Air Force 14, 20, that's 24-12, 26-12 would be the projected score there.
You know, Steve, I brought it up last night. I'm going to play the under, too. I'm glad you brought it up, actually. But I'm going to play I brought it up last night. I said, Utah State suck, but they're going to play better against BYU. They're both Mormon schools. It's a state rival. Same thing. Navy, if you totally are a mirror image of the team you're playing, right? So Navy, it's not quite the same. We see it in the Army-Navy game all the time. That's why when I see getting that type of points in a Commanders and Chiefs game, but I'm glad that you brought it up. That's right, guys. The last 50 times military academy teams have played against each other. It's gone under 40 times. Thanks, Steve. May the winners be yours.
Thanks, David.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.